Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On today's morning show, we have very timely information. Joining us in studio is the new elder benefit specialist, Rose Welsh, here in Richland County. Rose, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice new title for you, but you've been around this for a little while, haven't you?
I have. I was the assistant to the previous elder benefit specialist for a year and a half, and she also happens to be my mother-in-law. So I have taken over for Joanne Welsh. I'm her daughter-in-law, Rose.
So. Okay. Yeah, so if anybody's confused about the name or whatever, yeah. there is a reason why.
There's a connection there.
Same last name.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've grown up in the area. My family is all from here. I have lots of relations in the area. I'm raising three wonderful boys that attend the Ithaca School District, and so I'm very familiar with the area growing up here and living here, so...
Having been an assistant for a little while, that was probably a good kind of like a pre-season for you, a training for you,
wasn't it? Yes, it was extremely helpful. So the Part D season that's coming up for, I created a lot of the forms that we currently use or help modify them and help send out those things. And I've done parts of the running the plan finders and helping Joanne in the past. So it's very helpful to have that knowledge coming into this role.
Well, you're a timely visit here because I know that open enrollment season is underway, isn't it?
It is. Technically, it doesn't start till October 15th, but the information has been coming out. Some people may have already received letters from their plans at the end of September or the beginning of this month. They should be seeing letters about changes that will be happening for 2025. And it's really important for people to be paying attention and reading those letters. We have a lot of changes coming up.
What do the letters look like so we don't think that they're junk mail and throw them away?
They should be coming from your plan directly. So if you are signed up with Aetna or Blue Anthem, Blue Cross, it should be coming from those companies. So whoever your insurance provider is, those letters will be coming from them.
In the past, sometimes we could just let things slide and it's just going to automatically renew. That's not the case this year, is it?
No. There are some plans exiting this year. There are going to be some non-renewals due to changes in Part D that has been enacted by the government due to the Inflation Reduction Act. So there are a few companies, including some SilverScript plans. So if you're part of SilverScript, and you will know that you've been using the plan for a while. So watch your mail, read those letters. It's very important. Mutual of Omaha, if you happen to have that, is another company that's leaving completely this year.
Okay. What are some other changes coming up as we look at open enrollment?
There is a cap for beneficiaries this year, which is a $2,000 out-of-pocket cost. And this cap is really going to help a lot of people because before there really wasn't a limitation or a cap on out-of-pocket expenses. And so this year, people will be paying extremely a lot less coming out of their own pocket. There's also a payment plan. So if you're one of the people who have a really expensive medication and the beginning of the year is, you know, you're going to be paying hundreds of dollars out of pocket, that might be a good option for you to help spread that cost out over the course of 12 months. It's not going to save you money per se, but it does help so that that cost is a more even amount and you're not looking or scrambling to come up with that huge expense at the beginning of the year.
Is there an advantage to paying it all at the beginning of the year then? I mean, does it save you any money or not?
It doesn't save you money, but what it will do is it will help you reach that $2,000 cap a lot faster if you're paying those big amounts at the beginning of the year. So you will reach what we call the catastrophic phase a lot faster, which means you will end up with zero out-of-pocket cost once you hit that max. So if you do want to not do a payment plan, you'll just hit those caps a lot faster.
So many things are confusing. I mean,
yes.
and that's where your job comes in, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, there is a lot to Medicare itself. I mean, once you hit 65, I mean, you're changing from a group, usually a group health coverage plan, which is kind of nice, pretty package all in one. And then when you hit Medicare, all of a sudden you have different parts. You have A, you have B, you have C, you have D, and it's very confusing. And we have a really wonderful educational presentation that we put on at the ADRC called Welcome to Medicare. It's once a month. It's free to everyone. We just ask that you call and sign up. But if you are thinking about retiring or you're approaching that 65 mark, I highly encourage you to reach out to the ADRC and sign up for one of these classes. We actually have one coming up next Monday. If there's anybody listening and that's you, call us and sign up. You get to meet with me and usually just a handful of other people, and it gives you an opportunity to bring those questions you might have about the different parts. And we try to break it down so that it's a lot more understandable for people.
So that seminar is Monday, Rose. Is there a deadline to sign up in advance?
No, you can sign up all the way till the day of, okay, if you like. The class starts at 1 o'clock on Monday.
All right. And what are some of the things that you go over? Some of the things we're talking about today then?
Yeah, I will talk about how you transition, what the application process is. We even touch on if you're looking at collecting your Social Security retirement benefits and what that looks like and what the process is. But we focus mainly on Medicare and talk about what does Part A mean? What does Part B mean? And what parts do I have to have? And so there's Original Medicare, and then there's Medicare Advantage plans. And once you start approaching 65, you're getting bombarded with mail. I mean, somehow they know, and they're filling your inbox at home, and those can be confusing, and it feels urgent. And there are timelines to stick to. I mean, it is important that once you're approaching 65, you're thinking about this and that you're signing up for it, because if you miss deadlines, there could be penalties involved. So, I mean, we go over the whole thing from start to finish to talk about what your options are. And you know, insurance is very individualized. And so what's right for one person isn't right for another. And those are things that we can talk about in depth. And because it's a small group, we can kind of get personal and talk about people's individual case scenarios and help steer people in the right direction.
You say approaching 65, how, you know, a couple of years before 65, or when is it appropriate? Because it sounds like things are different sometimes every year too, aren't they?
Well, for the prescription plans, they can change from year to year. Medicare, Original Medicare kind of usually stays about the same. Medicare Advantage plans can change in costs and what extra benefits that they offer. But the reason I say approaching is because you really should be thinking about it before you turn 65. You have 3 months before your 65th birthday and the month of and 3 months after. So a nice 7 month period to get signed up for Medicare. If you miss that window, don't panic. I mean, there's still opportunities to get you signed up, but it's better to be proactive with these things just so that we can get you on track and avoid all those penalties that are set up. Because if you have no coverage, the government will find out about that and will try to recoup costs from you.
You can't turn down Medicare? I mean, if you want to keep working and
if you are still working, you do not have to take, as long as you have credible coverage through a employer, you can decide to pass on Medicare and delay signing up for it. And then when you do retire, you have what's called a special enrollment period that gives you an opportunity to sign up for it. If you are on a private marketplace, though, there are government laws that say you cannot stay on that. When you hit 65, you're eligible for Medicare, and they kind of tell you you have to make that change. And then if you're working for a small employer, sometimes that their insurance is not as good as Medicare, and so it's not considered credible. And those are things you want to kind of evaluate, talk to your health, your HR department, and find out if your insurance plan is one that you can keep once you hit 65 or not. These are things that we touch on in that class. So.
A lot of things to consider. And if you have a younger spouse and a family, too, that can play a role, too.
It can. And I just had a client actually come in, and she was on her spouse's insurance. And then all of a sudden, he took a different job. And that job said, guess what? Your spouse is eligible for Medicare. We're not going to cover her. So, yeah, there's so many individual situations. That's why it makes it confusing. And that's why we're here, to help people out and walk them through it. So, and especially with that enrollment season coming up, I mean, you need to be looking over things. And with all the rules and changes that are coming up in 2025, you know, if you're confused, there are a lot of resources out there. We are just one of many resources that are available to people. Especially with the prescription Part D season, your pharmacists, believe it or not, are really knowledgeable in running plan finders as well as us. And then there's a Medigap helpline as well that's available for people to call too. But it's important to reach out to one resource, whatever you feel most comfortable for, to if you're having any confusion, to get the clarification you need.
You have individual meetings with people as well, don't you?
I try. This is a really busy time of year, so I'm not going to be able to see everybody because it is a window. So it starts October 15th. It runs until December 7th. And so insurance plans have started putting information in our Medicare plan finder. Sometimes it's not finalized, though. They actually have until the beginning of the year to finalize their costs. So we don't always run that plan finder that very first week because there's still a lot of changes happening. So you can see that the window kind of shrinks and we only have like about six weeks to deal with. So I do have a limited amount of people that I'm going to be able to squeeze in that time. So I do some in-person appointments, but people who have been doing this with Joanne are really used to the way that she ran things, and I'm keeping it the same. I still do the through the mail packets. If you're interested, you just call us. We send out a packet that you fill out that gives us the information we need to run those plans for you and then send you back the information. And we are assisting you, but that kind of helps speed up the process. It takes a lot less time to do it that way. But if you're one of those people in a special situation or your plan is ending, I definitely recommend coming in and seeing me because we need to be working through a lot of things if that's you.
Do you do calls to insurance companies and to Social Security if there's questions and, you know, things that people can't figure out?
Yeah, definitely. If somebody comes in and they have something from their insurance company and they don't understand it, I will sit right there with them and we will make that phone call and I will help guide the questions to get the answers we need.
That's an excellent benefit. It kind of takes the load off a little bit.
Yeah, yes. I definitely see some clients that, you know, maybe their spouse was the one that always did this for them too. And then maybe their spouse isn't in a position where they can help anymore with that. And I am more than willing to step in and kind of help clear up the confusion.
Some other things that you do, not only during this busy time, but through the year, you have a lot of things to offer for the community.
Yeah, I mean, all of the benefits that are out there, I'm trained on. So Medicare has some costs that can be costly. Once you get onto retirement, you're on a fixed income. And so I help people look at all the different savings programs that exist that are there in the government that you've been paying taxes on all your life. You've been paying into these programs. They're not handouts. They are there, the money set aside for you by the government that you've been paying your taxes on, that if you get into a situation where all of a sudden your expenses are high, I can help you sign up for these programs and get you so that you can make those bill payments from time to time. That's my role, is really to help people live their best life and to stretch out their dollar as far as they can to make, you know, ends meet. I can help people look at food share, energy assistance, all of the different benefit programs that exist. So, and I'm an advocate. If you're in a situation where, you know, things are not going in a particular way or you feel like something's unfair, that's another thing you can bring to me and I could help try to sort it through or be a means of communication on your behalf. I mean, that's part of my role as an elder benefit specialist.
It's kind of a one-stop shop, though. You can direct people toward meal sites and a lot of other things going on, too.
Yeah, my coworkers are really knowledgeable. I worked directly with the nutrition coordinator, Tanya Webster. She runs the meal sites in town. So if that's not something you're knowledgeable about and you come see me, I definitely will direct you and connect you there. I work with specialists that are really knowledgeable on long-term care facilities. They do screenings for people to help make that transition as easy as possible. If you can no longer stay in your home, which our goal is always to try to keep a person in their home as long as possible, as long as they want to be in their home. But if you're finding that you or a loved one are in that position where you're ready or you need to make that transition, That's what we're there for, is to help you make those transitions, to help guide you, because there isn't really a handbook. And definitely if there were, one size doesn't fit all. So that's what me and my coworkers are there for.
Sure. We all age differently and have different needs and things and whatnot. But yeah, that's great that you can do that. And I think I read a stat not too long ago, Rose, where Americans are staying in their homes longer than ever.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Right.
That's our goal, right? I mean, people don't want to have to leave their home. And so that's what the ADRC is created for. The Aging and Disability Resource Center is there to help you and try to help find resources so that you can stay there.
Some other things coming up. I looked ahead in October. I know you have White Cane Day. That's something that is celebrated
In
the month of October.
You're going to have to teach me about that one. I haven't heard of that.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, what is White Cane Day?
That's for, you know, the sight impaired people and things like that, to kind of recognize that. And,
that's wonderful.
Safety Day.
See, you're teaching me stuff.
There you go.
yeah. And, you know, that's something else that people might not be aware of that exists in the Richland County Health and Human Service Building. It's not out of the ADRC, but it's out of public health, and that we do have a loan closet for walkers and wheelchairs and canes. You just made me think of that are rental, very low cost. If you're having trouble finding those resources, call the Human Health and Services Building and they can help get some of those resources for you.
Yeah, a little bit. You never know until you call and ask, right?
Right, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add today about...
I just want to just reiterate that people really need to be looking at their mail. Please don't be tossing your health insurance stuff in the trash. Please be opening it. Lots of changes happening this year with the prescription plans. So be reading those statements. It's very important. And if you are in one of those plans that's not renewing, please contact us. Or if you're just finding yourself a little bit confused on what to do, maybe this is your first time going through the Medicare Part D season and open enrollment. That's what we're there for. So reach out to us. We can get you information. We can help you do the enrollment and walk you through those steps.
What if, for heaven forbid, that we do miss it? I mean, after the deadline, it could be kind of tricky, couldn't it?
It can be very tricky to get you signed up come the new year, because there are only certain times of year that Medicare has set aside for enrollments, and then you have to meet a special enrollment period. So if you miss it, you could be in a world of hurt and you could end up with penalties. So it's better to be very proactive and to not miss those deadlines. If you're non-renewing, they do give a little grace this year. You do have it until the end of the year, until December 31st. If you're in a non-renewing plan, they give you a little bit more time because they realize that's, you know, a unique situation this year. But if you're just in a standard re-enrollment, if you're happy with your plan and you don't do anything, you'll auto re-enroll as long as your plan is continuing on into 2025. But if you're new to Part D and you haven't signed up for a plan and you're 65, we need to get moving on something. We need to get you signed up. You need to have that Medicare prescription coverage. Or, I mean, there is a straight prescription plan called Senior Care, too. So Medicare is not always the right fit for people. Senior Care is run by the state of Wisconsin. It's a low cost, it's credible coverage. It's a wonderful plan for some people, especially if you don't have a lot of medications you take. It's a one-time fee of $30. It covers for a whole 12-month period. It's a rolling calendar year. It doesn't like start specifically at January. It doesn't run with the calendar, but that's a good option for people too. And you can have that, and you can have Medicare Part D as well. So those are things that we help walk people through as well. But yeah, it's important to have some sort of prescription coverage. Don't let it slide.
Yeah, no doubt. So what happens if we're going to stay on a private insurance carrier? Do we have to send something to the government to say, hey, we're staying on this, and proof of that or not?
You mean like if you're 65 and you're going to stay with your group health coverage?
Group health,
Because private, you can't do that.
I meant to say
nope,
group.
That's okay. I just want to make sure people understand it's for group health coverage. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Just when you decide to leave that position and when your insurance runs out, you do only get a set amount of time. You get more time to sign up for Medicare Part D, or Medicare Part B as in boy. But Medicare Part D is a shorter window. You only get a couple of months once you leave your health insurance ends. You only have a couple months to sign up for that. And weirdly, you have to have Part B before you can sign up for D. And so they give you a longer period to sign up for B. But if you wait that whole time, you could get a penalty for Part D. So when you decide to leave, you definitely want to be moving on, getting signed up for the next step for health insurance. Don't sit around and wait it out.
Well, we're fortunate you're so knowledgeable. We appreciate the info.
Well,
so
thank you.
Yeah. Come back and see us again because it's great
information.
Definitely.
I will come back next year to give you updates because these changes happen, it seems, every year that we have some sort of update or change to prescription plans. So I'm hoping that people are listening today and will be paying attention to those statements. And I will gladly be back next year to update you on next year's changes.
Yeah, and you'll meet a lot of new friends probably this fall too, you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I expect to be seeing hundreds of people this fall, so.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Rose Wells joining us, the new Elder Benefit Specialist for Richland County on this portion of the morning show. The next person in the chair today is Carla Doudna, utility clerk, Village of Muscadet, joining us here today. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Good to have you in here. And we're talking about a big event, and it's not only a Muscadet event. It sounds like it's for the entire area.
It is, yes. So we are lucky enough to be able to work with Dynamic Recycling out of Onalaska, Wisconsin. They also have a location in Nashville, Tennessee. They've been in business since 2007. And they're really proactive with working with communities when it comes to recycling. You know, the three R's, you know, you have the reduce, reuse, and recycle. So that's really important to them. And it's really important to us as a Village of Muscadet to be able to bring that to our community and our surrounding areas. So this event that we have scheduled for Saturday, October 12th from 8 to 11, is really open to anybody. And when I say anybody, it doesn't matter if you're in Wauzeka or if you're in Platteville, Prairie du Chien, you're in Sauk County, Vernon County, Dane County, Iowa County. We really want to promote it to let people know that if you have something that you need to get rid of for free, everything that you bring is free of charge, that we want you to bring it. So, they are working. So with this event, Dynamic has worked with the DNR to get a grant and also with the OEMs. And the OEMs are the original equipment manufacturer. So like your Dell, your HP, Panasonic, Vizio, you know, all of those types of businesses to really be able to buy back or bring back to have the three R's, you know, to reduce, reuse, and recycle. And so, yeah, we're really excited. I've been working with Sarah at Dynamic, and she's really great. And she threw this together for us very quickly. And we're really hoping to get the word out there so that people can bring what they have and we can fill those three semi-trailer fulls.
Important, because it is a throwaway society we live in these days, and it's important to get things back there and maybe put it in another use someday, right?
Exactly. And that's really the goal, I think, for Dynamic, because that's the business that they're in, you know, and that's what we should, as community members for our future generations, we need to remember that when you throw something in the landfill, especially your electronics, they're not biodegradable. So how can you reduce using them so you don't need 15 TVs in your house? How can you reuse it? And then how can you recycle it? And Dynamic, that's, like I said, that's what they're in business to do. And they're great at it. I've worked with them in the past, and they're very passionate about what they do, which you can't help but then facilitate that passion in the event that you're going to host, which I'm very passionate about this event. So I really want people to hear what we're saying, which is it's free. You know, load up your trailer, load up your truck, you know, before you go to the Wheels of Time here out at the Richland County Fairgrounds, load up your trailer, come down to Muscadet, drop off your stuff, stop over at Foggy North, pick up a coffee and drive back, and then go visit the Wheels of Time show this weekend.
Yeah. Your recycling event is next weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're right. Okay. Next weekend. Yes.
I want to make sure.
Yes, I apologize. That was my mistake. We were talking about the Wheels of Time on our way in here.
You can still load up your trailer and go to Wheels of Time and then be ready for next weekend.
Absolutely. You sure can. Yes. It'll give you something to do Saturday before you go visit Mark and everybody out at the fairgrounds. But yes, so our event is October 12th. So let me clarify that. And I apologize for that mistake. So yes, don't come to Muscadet this weekend. Come next weekend and we'll see you between 8 and 11, yes.
Can you give us an example of some of the things that they look for and what you'll be collecting?
Sure. So everything electronic. So whether it's your computers, anything that has to do with your computer, your printers, your monitors, your copiers, your routers, your cell phones, laptops, speakers, webcams, gaming systems, VHSs, VCRs, coffee pots. So, you know, you have those Keurig coffee pots or even a regular coffee pot. We don't want the glass, the portion of it. We just want the unit itself, you know, your toasters, your holiday lights, you know, Christmas is coming up. Do you have a bunch of items from last year that didn't work and you're going to throw them away? Don't put them in your trash. Put them in your truck or trailer or car and bring it to us next weekend and recycle them. Microwaves. We're going to be taking microwaves, TVs. So everything is free. So if you've been storing all of this stuff in your garage, you know, power tools, you know, scales, anything that you can think of that you plug in or you have a battery in, or even those little solar powered calculators and things, just bring it to us. We're not going to turn you away if you're not, you know, within a 50-mile radius, but we're going to help you get rid of that. And Dynamic is gonna then reduce, reuse, and recycle.
What if something has batteries in it? Should we remove those?
Please, yes. So that's the one thing that I would ask you to do. Anything that you have that is battery operated, we would like you to remove that. That just helps cut down on the cost for Dynamic. Once they get all of this material back to their warehouse in Onalaska, then they don't have to spend the time or the money to go through those items to pull out all the batteries. So we want it to be as efficient as possible, right? I mean, it's about saving money for everybody, not just you that you're bringing it in for free and that you're not paying to recycle these items, but that we're paying that forward to Dynamic, where then they're not having to incur that cost, or the OEMs, and use that grant money for things like that when that's a simple task that you can do on your own.
Do you collect batteries then?
We are not at this event. However, Walsh is here in Richland Center and down in Muscadet. They do take your batteries. So, you know, as you're, you know, coming or going, drop them off, or when you, you know, or start a pail of them and take them down if you have a large quantity or just a few at a time. I'm sure they would be happy to help you recycle those.
Do you want the cords cut off?
No, you can bring cords. So if you, you know, you get those TVs and they have like 50 million cords to them that you're trying to color code to plug in. If you have a bunch of those, bring those. Those are things that you can bring as well. So really anything. And if anybody has any questions, if you go to the Village of Muscadet's Facebook page, you can see the event that Dynamic has created for October 12th. And we have a list of items. Obviously, you can't list everything because really it's kind of an endless list that we could have. But yeah, there's a way to reach out to us. They can call the village office. I'm happy to answer any questions, or they can email us or send us a message off of the event that's created. They can make a comment and then we can comment back, because then those comments are shared with everybody, you know, that's on social media. So there's not multiple questions the same over and over.
Where will the collection take place, Carla?
So we have been able to work with some great community members that have property out on the corner of 133 and P. So if you're going to take P to Highland, it's right there on the corner. So we were able to work with Jeff Hackle at Riverway Trucking and Bill Schramm, who they both have property. We're going to use that lot to bring in. They're going to set up the three semi-trailers there, drop it all off, and then you can leave. It'll be a pretty, I'm hoping, pretty quick turnaround. We also have a spot there where the appliances are going to be dropped for L&M. And then we are lucky enough to be able to have a great football team in Riverdale. And they are going to be out there helping us bright and early on Saturday, October 12th. So they can, you know, pay back to the community, which that's important to teach our young adults that giving back to the community is key.
Will you be accepting major appliances?
Yep. So if you like have a refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, anything. Brian out at L&M has been really good at working with Troy Wardell, our superintendent, on the things that he'll take. And the things that he won't take, like the microwaves and the TVs, those are great items that Dynamic is going to take for us so that we can help our community members and all of our surrounding areas clean out their closets, garages, everything. Just, you know, get rid of it. It's free, right? So why not take advantage of this great opportunity that Dynamic is giving us?
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
New Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. We're headed toward a high of 77 today. It'll be partly cloudy and mild. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, and then clearing, a low of 47. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant again, and a high of 70 degrees. Right now, we are at our overnight low. It is 39.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. On this Thursday morning, some news notes on the state scene. Republican Liz Cheney, one of Donald Trump's fiercest GOP antagonists, will join Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin for a campaign event today. The first stop on a two-day campaign swing for Harris, the Democratic nominee. She plans to hold another rally in Flint, Michigan on Friday. Donald Trump will hold his own rally in Michigan on Thursday. He's appearing in Saginaw County, a crucial swing state in the area. Also, the presidential campaign's focus on Wisconsin today will be at Ripon College as well. Ripon, known for the historic birthplace of the Republican Party. Donald Trump's Sunday stop in Juneau will come just days after his events in the Democratic strongholds of Milwaukee and Dane County as well. Wisconsin residents are sending a lot of ticks to researchers this year. Marshfield Clinic is doing a long-term study on the tick population in Wisconsin and how it's changing. Researchers ask people who remove or find ticks to send them in, and so far over 5,400 have been submitted. In addition to the more common deer tick, which carries Lyme disease, the team also received 13 Lone Star ticks, which are rare in the state. A bite from the Lone Star tick can cause an illness that makes people allergic to meats and other animal proteins. A massive fire at a Western Wisconsin recycling facility is finally out. The blaze broke out at Omaha Track in the town of Campbell on French Island, just outside the city of La Crosse, around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday. The facility grinds up scrap railway ties and other materials into chips that can be used as biofuel. Flames and smoke from the fire could be seen for miles. Campbell Fire Chief Nate Melby says multiple departments battled the fire for more than 20 hours before finally extinguishing it around 11 p.m. Tuesday night. Melby says no one was injured and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Wisconsin humane groups are helping animals displaced by Hurricane Helene. A group of 45 dogs and cats survived in Wisconsin on Wednesday and were taken to various shelters in the state. The Dane County Humane Society is assisting with 10 cats. Spokeswoman Lisa Bernard says that will be open space in affected areas to handle local lost pets and reunite them with their owners. DCHS will let the public know when the animals they've received are up for adoption. Finalists are named for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin.
Over 130 products were initially nominated for the competition, which looks to highlight the state's diverse manufacturing industry. The eight finalists include the Dauntless Maple Syrup Evaporator, the Works Burger Blend Seasoning, custom-built metal benches from Production Grinding and Machining, the X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor, Revo Magnet Trigger Alarms, Jolly Good Soda, Minocqua Popcorn and Puffs, and Military Medals and Insignia. The winners will compete in matchups to determine the top four, and those four products will compete in one final popular vote round to determine the ultimate winner. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DATCAP, will hold a global dairy summit coming up on Friday from 9 until 11:30 at the World Dairy Expo in Madison. Featuring national leaders in the dairy industry, the purpose of the Global Dairy Summit is to provide insight into the dairy economy, consider the industry outlook, and highlight potential marketing opportunities. DATCAP invites farmers, processors, businesses, and global industry stakeholders to attend. The Global Dairy Summit will be held in the Tan Bark on the Expo grounds at Alliant Energy Center. It is free to attend with paid admission to World Dairy Expo, but pre-registration is encouraged. For more information and to register, you can check out datcap.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment and find out a little bit more. A new report finds huge challenges looming for Wisconsin's elder care industry. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Researcher Kevin Dosboy says by 2030, we're the state looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. As of last year, the state totaled about 80,000 beds in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo, and also today at the American Legion Post 245 in Cross Plains. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. The Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Boscobel at the Cronsage Park parking lot today from 11 until noon. The ADRC of Eagle Country Richland County office will be offering free Boost Your Brain and Memory classes. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and also focuses on memory strategies that participants can implement into their daily lives. This workshop will be held Thursdays beginning today through November 4th from 2:30 until 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, contact ADRC at 608-647-4616. And donations for flood victims in North Carolina and Tennessee following Hurricane Helene are being accepted at Driftless Outdoors on Highway 80 North, Richland Center. Basic needs are bottled water and canned food, along with can openers if donating canned food. Organizers are planning to leave with a semi-load of donations by Friday. Please have your donations dropped off by Thursday night, tonight at 5. For more information, call 608-475-1219. Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric. Today's high temperature will reach the upper 70s, partly cloudy and mild conditions expected. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, then clearing later, a low of 47. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant again, with a high of 70. And Saturday, temperatures in that upper 70 range, again, a chance of rain mentioned Saturday night at 30%. in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 72. It was 54 at midnight. And right now we are at our overnight low. It is 39 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area schedule and an exciting finish in Milwaukee last night.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the local and area scene in high school sports tonight in the Ridge and Valley, volleyball tonight, Ithaca will be hosting Weston. Also, it will be Kickapoo hosting Lafarge in volleyball, and there will be a cross-country meet hosted by Kickapoo Lafarge getting underway at 5 this afternoon at the Kickapoo facility. Riverdale volleyball team is on the road to Cuba City, and Boscobel will be at Darlington in the SWAL. There is soccer action. River Valley is playing at Wisconsin Heights High School this evening, and Richland Center will be versus Portage at Poinette High School. That one kicks off tonight at 6 for the Richland Center varsity team. Well, Jackson Chirio had a big moment in the sun last night, helping the Brewers to come back.
One and one on Jackson Chirio, homered in the first. The pitch, fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone.
Later in the inning, Garrett Mitchell delivered a two-run shot that gave the Brewers a 5-3 victory over the Mets. Churio also opened the bottom of the first inning with a drive to right against Sean Manaea, becoming the youngest player to hit a leadoff home run in the postseason. 8 Brewers picked up a hit as Churio, Bryce Terang, and Blake Perkins each had 2. Following the game, Willie Adames was asked if he thinks that Jackson Churio realizes what he means to the team.
I don't think he understands. I don't think he understands the magnitude that, you know, that what he means to the team and for the whole organization. I mean, he's just 20 years old and he's been unbelievable.
And Garrett Mitchell commented on his big home run.
Pass it to the next guy. I mean, that was my mentality. I'm not trying to hit a homer there. It's a nice result, obviously, but my thought is pass it to the next guy. Keep it going. Because I know, like, especially with 2 outs, we've seen it all year long. It's like 2 outs doesn't really mean anything, you know? Like, it's 2 outs in the inning, but you know once we got 2 outs, we keep rolling too. You know what I mean? We just pass it from one guy to the next. But, man, I'm just proud of this team, man. Like, we just continue to fight.
It's win or go home for the crew tonight as Tobias Myers is scheduled to start for Milwaukee. Jose Quintana goes for the Mets. Elsewhere, San Diego 5-4 over Atlanta, Detroit 5-2 over Houston, and Kansas City 2-1 over Baltimore in the playoffs. The Mets at Milwaukee game is the only one in Major League Baseball tonight, so they will get the spotlight in the win or go home situation. Pregame time 5:30 on WRC. KCEE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch time, as dedicated by the TV networks, will be at 8 minutes after 6. Tonight, the NFL new weekend begins. Tampa Bay will play at Atlanta. Packers coach Matt LaFleur confirmed Wednesday that wide receiver Christian Watson will avoid landing on injured reserve after suffering an ankle injury Sunday. On Monday, LaFleur said Watson will miss a week or so, and avoiding injured reserve suggests the team thinks he'll be back within the 4-week window. Watson didn't practice on Wednesday. The ninth-rated Wisconsin volleyball team took care of business on the road, sweeping Rutgers 25-18, 25-14, and 25-18. Sarah Franklin led the Badgers with 12 kills as the Badgers hit 370 on the night. Wisconsin racked up 7 service aces. Also, the Badgers are back home Sunday after 3 straight road matches, and they will take on Washington in women's college volleyball. That's an update on sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted through programs like Silver Sneakers. Yeah, a fall cleanup day. That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit more about Muscadet. Your village is growing quite a bit right now.
We are. I mean, you know, we have some great new booming things in our industrial park and in our housing area. We have some great businesses outside of Vicky's and Sportsman's. We have English Prairie Distillery, which is fairly new to the village. Have you been there?
I have not, but I've heard rave reviews.
You need to schedule a time to come down, and when I'm off work at 4:30, we'll go down and visit them.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes, yes. So it's a great area. It's a great addition to the village. And then we have Foggy North Coffee. So they're right next to English Prairie. So they have, a great product that they're making available for our community and anyone that drives through. And yeah, I mean, we're growing. You know, we had the Mushroom Festival in May, and we added a tractor pull to that, and it was very successful. And we're working on and looking forward to the 2026 season. And, you know, Muscadet just has a lot going on, a lot of growth, a lot of potential, and we're really excited for the future that Muscadet has. You know, we also have a great camping area right down on the river. We have some permanent sites. We have some short-term, you know, nightly sites, whether it's electrical, non-electrical, primitive camping, regular tent camping. I mean, you name it. And the village of Muscadet really, really has it going on. So it's a great little area.
This is a good time of year to be camping right now, right? Good weather still around?
Perfect weather. I mean, you know, like I said, we have some permanent sites down there, and I don't think they want to leave because it's just such a nice little quiet area, and it's, you know, you got a beautiful view of the river, and whether it's low or high water, it's still a beautiful place to be. And we have a lot of ATV and UTV trails and routes and roads that are open that really helps bring in revenue, not just to the village, but to all our surrounding areas in Grant County. So we're very grateful and thankful for that opportunity to have some great people to work with to be able to open up those routes for that events as well.
The Muscadet Chamber recently had their yearly event as well in September.
They did, actually. My husband and I were able to make it to that, and it was a lot of fun. It was packed. They had a lot of great items. We won a few things. So, you know, that's always great and fun. And it was just nice to get out and support the community and great food that, again, I will bring up my superintendent, Troy Wardell, helped Honker and a nice and a big group of people people cook that food and serve it. And it was just a nice village function. And it was just nice to get out and meet some people that I haven't met since I've been with the village. It'll be a year in November. And yeah, it was just a good opportunity. It's a nice little meet and greet and see your neighbors and talk to them and then support the community and everything that the chamber does for the village and the area. And so it's nice to see that that money stays local and really helps our youth and everything as well.
Your history walk, too, in Muscadet, that's been a new feature.
It is. It is. And they've been instrumental in funding that as well. And the village of Muscadet has helped with that. So it's been a great partnership, I think, for everybody involved. And, you know, I guess in the office, we just really look forward to working with the community and the businesses and the schools and anybody else that would, you know, just like to make everything better. Because, you know, that's the great thing is you're always building to make better, right? Nothing's perfect. So you're always building to make better. Yeah.
And the new businesses, as you mentioned, bringing people to town, and
yes.
That's great for everybody.
It is. And I just want to give just one little shout out to Vicky's Cozy Cafe. I don't know if have you ever been there.
Mm-hmm.
They have some great homemade desserts. Oh my goodness, have you seen those online?
I have. Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't bring any today.
I didn't. No, I should have checked with her before I came, so I could have brought some to you next time, Phil.
All right. All right. Sure. That'll be awesome. We want to again kind of circle back around with the recycling event. It's free, and it's not just a Muscadet thing. We want to reiterate that.
Right. I just want to make sure that people understand you don't have to be in the village. You don't have to be a Grant County resident. You can be a Richland, Vernon, anywhere. We're not going to turn you away. It's not like we're carting you when you drive into the lot area. So load everything up. Bring it to us. If you have questions, reach out to the village, 739-3182. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. You know, just think about your neighbors. If your neighbors don't have the ability to bring their stuff, load it up on your trailer, load it up in your truck. It's going to be a great day. I've got some great staff. Justice Dilly and Dakota Linz will be there helping me along with the Dynamic crew and the Riverdale football team. So we really look forward to serving you, whether you're part of the community or you're coming into the community to get rid of this, to help with our landfills and our environment and our future generations. So bring it to us. Let us help you get rid of that. And like I said, stop at one of the local businesses on your way in or out and grab a couple groceries at Bender's or a coffee or something.
So if June's looking for a new computer and a stove and a refrigerator, probably not. I can't get them. I can stand down there and collect them myself then, right?
You probably could come maybe and have your pick. I'm sure Brian at L&M probably wouldn't mind if you wanted to pick over a few things. So maybe one or two less items for him and his guys to pick up.
Sure,
right?
Always looking ahead.
Exactly.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Carla?
I don't think so. Just a reminder, you know, it is from 8 to 11, Saturday, the 12th of October, and it's free. I cannot reiterate that enough. It's a free service that we're providing. If you have questions, please reach out. Please reach out.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it's a rarity where you can go and you don't get charged extra for a TV or whatever the case might be.
Exactly. I mean, I know that Rockwell Automation is going to be doing something soon as well, but we also have a couple of other events that Dynamic is working on. So I think Vernon County has one on the 19th. But, you know, if you can't make it to theirs, come to ours. That's the great thing about having this open to everybody is just bring it so we can get rid of it. That's really what it's about.
Okay, thanks for coming in and spreading the word today.
Thanks,
Carla,
for having me.
You bet. Carla Doudna, utility clerk with the Village of Muscadet, talking about the free recycling event going on a week from Saturday, October 12th. Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we get together today to talk about an important event coming up. It's October 5th, and our team in the studio today can talk about that. We have Kaylee Klatt and Abby Noggle, both EMS professionals, and also we have Emergency Director Mike Chesson here today as well to join us on the air to talk about the upcoming events. Kaylee, if you want to move that microphone towards you a little bit, we'll ask you a little bit. Well, you drew the short straw. You're on with us first here today, but you've been looking forward to this event for quite some time, haven't you?
I have. I've actually been planning it since the beginning of the year. Start of January is kind of when we started to put it together. Under previous management, we had talked about transferring into a paramedic service, hopefully at the beginning of 2025. And that's kind of what sparked the idea of let's make an event to raise money for all of the equipment and medications that we will be needing for that transition. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where all this came from.
Abby, certainly these things cost a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. We don't really have like a official total, but when I was going through like kind of a baseline, kind of like getting like the bare minimum stuff, we were finding that it was going to cost like tens of thousands, if not maybe upwards of like $100,000 just to kind of staff bare minimum our first three out trucks for some medications, some basic supplies, some basic equipment, stuff like that for us to upgrade to the paramedic level.
Tell me about the event then, Kaylee. Sounds like you got a lot of things, a lot of fun things planned, and some good food too. That's what attracted me at first when you were talking about it.
Yeah, so we have a lot of local people donating stuff. Some of the few people that I'd like to notice is Beiser Creek Meats in Bear Valley. They are donating all of the meats that we are doing. I believe we had decided on pork. Hipsch's in Keysville is donating all of the sweet corn that we are doing. We are going to be doing a corn boil along with the meats. And then Oakwood Fruit Farm is actually donating a bunch of apples. And we're still kind of coming up with ideas on what to do with those apples. One of the ideas that was presented was maybe helping kids make their own kind of caramel apples and maybe just doing like a drizzle of caramel on there and they can pick their own toppings and kind of make it a family event. And so other than the meats, we have a DJ playing some music for the event. We have some bounce houses and we are actually going to be doing some competitions for the kids. We're going to be putting some stuffed animals at the end and those are going to be the patients and we're going to have them go through an obstacle course to try to get towards the end and save their patient and make it back to the beginning. What else did we have planned?
I believe we decided to do like a little coloring thing for one of the ambulances, right? Like we were going to have them like maybe like dry erase things on the
yes,
ambulances or like stuff
one,
like that.
Another idea was maybe a coloring contest. So one of the ideas that the fire department had done maybe a couple years ago now was they had a drawing contest and the winner of that contest had their drawing made into like a decal and it was actually put on their ladder truck. And I thought that would be a good idea. The top three winners, we can put each one of their pictures on one of the trucks since we do have three trucks.
Don't forget about the plan to put me in an ice cold dunk tank.
Yes, we also had the idea of doing a dunk tank and hopefully the weather is warm enough still in October that we can do that. And
I think I'll be in the dunk tank either way. But
yes, you most definitely will be.
One never knows what kind of temps we're going to have, that's for sure. So where is the event going to be held at?
So we have the streets blocked off and we're going to be at Crochet Park from noon to 4 on October 5th. And we have the street blocked off all the way from Crochet Park back down to our station at, 7th and Jefferson? Yeah, that's where our station's at. It's right on the corner of 7th and Jefferson. So we've got the whole street blocked off so people can wander on down. They can come into our station, kind of get a little tour, go back up, go enjoy the festivities down there, everything like that.
The new location working out pretty well, is it, Kaylee?
Yeah, actually, I mean, we have a lot more room. It definitely doesn't feel like a dungeon anymore like the courthouse did. Very homey. We have a lot of setups, like an actual kitchen, and we have a lot of people that actually make foods for everybody that is there, and it really does feel a lot more like a homey area than where we previously were.
And I think this is an important event for people to meet you in a non-emergency situation, right, Abby?
Absolutely. We always say that, you know, we don't want to have to meet you, but we are always ready to meet you on like anytime that you have an emergency, you have to call 911. But this is a time for people to come and explore the ambulances, come and meet us face to face without having it to be like kind of your worst day or just you having to need us through like the 911 system.
Right. Why did you want to be an EMT officer initially, Kaylee?
So it's no lie that I grew up here. This is my community. This is my home. And I've known or gotten to know a lot of people over the years through my own family and sports and just being out there in the community. And I felt that this was a good way to give back to those that have not only helped me throughout the years, but those needing help as well. I want to give back to my community, and that's why I wanted to do this. I wanted to be there and be somebody that can give them that not only emotional support, but like healthcare as well. I mean, people go through traumatic events all the time, and it's rewarding to be one of those first people that they see in time of need.
So you would have been one of those youngsters that are going to be at your event on the 5th, running through there and, you know, taking care of your teddy bear at the end of the line, right?
Oh, for sure. They're going to have to run pretty fast if they want to outdo me.
And why do you do it, Abby?
I'm going to sound pretty shallow after Kaylee here, but I mean, I've always kind of loved healthcare. I've always loved science, and I didn't want to be stuck inside all day. So like you look at nurses and they're in for 12-hour shifts, like especially come like the winter months, some of them don't even see sunlight. And in our downtime, like we can go spend our downtime outside.
Mike Justin joining us, Kaylee Klatt and Abby Noggle on this portion of the morning show. Come out and see them on the 5th of October as they look to raise some funds and have some family fun.